I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jennifer Adulabi and Najable Ago. In the headlines, Parliament selects next Speaker of Parliament today. Players and technical team of senior national team Black Stars meet President Mahama. Sudan and South Sudan due in Addis Ababa to press for enforcement of border agreement signed last year. Algeria guarantees safety of diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali, and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton discharged from hospital. First, a summary of the news with Najable Ago.
Parliament will, by close of today, announce the Speaker of the Sixth Parliament, Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Polpo, who made this known to Radio Ghana, said the House has been holding meetings to this effect. The Black Stars and its technical team will meet President John Mahama today. Communications Director at the Ghana Football Association, Ibrahim Sani Dara, says the visit is aimed at receiving the blessings of President Mahama ahead of a planned campaign for the Africa Cup of Nations. Presidents of Sudan and South Sudan will be meeting in Addis Ababa tomorrow. The focus of the meeting is the enforcement of an agreement signed between Khartoum and Juba last September. Algeria has promised to release its diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali. The decision was taken when a Mauritanian website recently aired a video showing Algerian diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali begging to free them. The Algerian Foreign Ministry says it will fully mobilize to guarantee the safe return of its compatriots. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been discharged from hospital after treatment of a blood clot between her skull and brain. Appointed Secretary of State at the start of President Obama's first term in January 2009, her health has been under intense scrutiny because she's considered a strong candidate for the Democratic nomination for president should she decide to run in 2016.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. The Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Rashid Polpo, says there has been some meetings to discuss issues surrounding the announcement of new leadership for the Sixth Parliament. He told Radio Ghana that by the end of today, the House is likely to come out with someone who will be the next Speaker of Parliament. The Fifth Parliament, he noted, was very successful.
Yeah, we have been able to live out to our responsibility. So many laws have been passed. I'm sure many people are aware of the two universities, the laws that are establishing the two universities, the law that is establishing the University of Professional Studies. You know, we now have it as a full-fledged university. The law that is establishing the legal framework within which we can spend our oil money, which is the Petroleum Revenue Act, and then also the Petroleum Commission, you know, Act, all of which are very landmark performance by Parliament to ensure that these things are put in place to ensure that we don't spend our money, our petroleum money, arbitrarily. Okay. We also are aware of the loan agreements, that major loan agreement ever, biggest ever in the history of this country, the 3 billion Chinese loan that we took. And so many transition acts which enable us to put in place a transition, a legal framework that allows the transition to take place. It's for the first time it's been put in place by Parliament, you know. So we've done so much, and I'm very happy, and you know, just to note that this is the one of the best times Parliament has performed this far in this country.
You heard Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo.
NPP members in Parliament have retained Osei Chinmensah Bunsu as the minority leader in Parliament. Osei Chinmensah Bunsu is the MP for Swami. He will be assisted by the MP for Bimbila, Dominic Intewu.
And still in Parliament, newly elected Deputy Minority Leader Dominic Intewu says he is ready to learn from his predecessors and put up his best in his new position. He spoke on our current affairs program Behind the News.
It's enormous. It's a heavy responsibility, and I bear that in mind. But I accept that challenge. And I do know that it will be a very difficult job, but I will learn, and I'm prepared to learn. I'm prepared to sit and learn. It makes my work more tedious. It makes my work more challenging. And I feel it's a challenge. I feel that it's a challenge the party has thrown to me. I feel it's a challenge the party has thrown to the young people. And I dare not disappoint, because at the end of the day, I believe that as much as possible, I will have to ensure that I do well enough to open the door for others.
You heard Dominic Intewu. He is the newly elected deputy minority leader.
The lawyer to Bernard Mona, Dr. Raymond Atuguba, says his client is ready to challenge some issues relating to CI-74 in court. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Atuguba said there are certain portions of CI-74 of Supreme Court amendments rule that are unconstitutional. He said his client is not satisfied with some provisions in the CI-74 because they contradict the 1992 Constitution. Dr. Atuguba said the statement in the CI-74, which says the decision by the Supreme Court can't be reviewed, is unconstitutional.
There are certain portions of CI-74, the Supreme Court Amendment Rule, which regulate the manner in which a petition to challenge the presidential election may be brought to the Supreme Court, is unconstitutional in a number of respects. So what my client is saying is that there are some provisions of CI-74 that do not fit well with the 1992 Constitution. In other words, they are unconstitutional, null and void, and of no effect. That decision by the Supreme Court cannot be reviewed. Now, this is Constitution is clear in Article 133 that every decision of the Supreme Court may be reviewed.
Some will argue that this action is only meant to scuttle the NPP's petition in court.
I don't see how this action can scuttle the petition in court. This action actually helped the process of deciding that petition, because once our writ is disposed, everybody would know with clarity how the course, how the conduct of that case would run. But without doing that, it is very unclear, for example, whether the decision by the Supreme Court would be reviewed. It is unclear, for example, whether the Supreme Court would be allowed to on holiday in order to determine the matter.
Well, again, one would ask them, why is your client filing the writ now when he could have filed this a long time ago?
No, my client couldn't have filed this process a long time ago, because CI-74 was passed just a few months ago. CI-74 was not law until a few months ago. CI-74 was passed just in the second half of last year, and a few months after that.
You heard a lawyer to Bernard Mona, Dr. Raymond Atuguba.
A member of the NDC legal team, Victor Kwejoga Adawudu, says CNDC will fully participate in the court proceedings in the Supreme Court because the person the NPP is taking a case against is their sponsored candidate. Mr. Adawudu said the party would like to prove its case because the NDC, as a party, worked hard to win the 2012 elections.
The NDC, any decision as a result of the determination that the Supreme Court will come forward will definitely affect NDC. I think it was in this vein that NDC deemed it fit that yes, we sponsored the candidate. The political party's law allows us that we are a registered party and we can sponsor a candidate, and any decision that is given that will affect the first respondent, Excellency John Dramani Mahama, affects the party. That's the point, and we will leave the rest for the law lords in the Supreme Court to decide.
What issue really is the NDC raising against the NPP and saying that by becoming a defendant, the NDC will be in a better state to argue out its case?
NDC hasn't got any case against the NPP. The petitioners in this case is Nana Akufo-Addo. He is the first petitioner, second Dr. Mahmood Baumia, and the third one is Jake Obechebi Lamte. They have brought a suit, and NDC says that we have an interest. The person you are taking the case against is our sponsor candidate. So we want to come in, and we want to also prove our case. And shows that, yes, we have an interest.
So by joining this suit, what outcomes are you expecting from the Supreme Court? Do you expect to be allowed to be part of the confrontations at the Supreme Court at the end of the day?
What I'm saying is that if the court, in its own wisdom, and says that yes, the law allows us to be joined as a party to this petition, then we will be made respondent. And if it is in their view that the party cannot be joined, they would decide. We will leave the law.
That was a member of the NDC legal team, Victor Kwejoga Adawudu.
A legal expert, Kisi Ajabing, has debunked the notion by sections of the public that the president cannot be sued. Commenting on the issue of the NPP's suit challenging the 2012 election results, Mr. Ajabing said a president in power can be taken to court provided his acts go against the constitutional provisions. He spoke on our current affairs program Behind the News.
Indeed, Article 57 itself specifies that the provision that the president cannot be held personally liable for any civil or criminal suit while in office is subject to two main things. One, it is subject to Article 2 of the Constitution, where a person believes that someone act infringes upon the Constitution or someone is engaging in a conduct that infringes upon the Constitution. A person can go before our court, seek a declaration that the act of that person is unconstitutional. The provision that says you cannot hold the president personally liable on a civil or criminal suit gives us the leeway to sue the president before our court if his acts we believe are unconstitutional, to challenge those acts. And in that situation, if the Supreme Court gives an order directed at him, stop whatever it says that the person who is going to court is complaining of, and he doesn't stop it, the disobedience of the directions of the Supreme Court will amount to grounds for impeachment. And the second aspect is something we call in law prerogative writ. If you are seeking some prerogative writ from the Supreme Court, an example is what we call certiorari mandamus prohibition. The president can also be held court, and the Supreme Court can issue these prerogative writs to streamline his act. So the notion being bandied around in the public, and especially on the media, that the president cannot be sued is too stretched, overbroad. That is not what the Constitution
says. That was a legal expert, Kisi Ajabing.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. Another look at our major stories. Parliament selects new speaker today. Players and technical team of senior national team Black Stars meet President Mahama. Sudan and South Sudan due in Addis Ababa to press for enforcement of border agreement signed last year. Algeria guarantees safety of diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali, and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton discharged from hospital.
The news at 6 continues. 25 new babies made up of 15 males and 10 females were born on New Year's Day at the Kufuja Hospital in the New Drabi municipality of the Eastern Region. The nursing officer in charge, Doris Marty, who briefed Radio Ghana, said the oldest among the mothers was a 38-year-old woman, while the youngest was a 14-year-old girl. She noted that health personnel have been educating the public on teenage pregnancy and family planning, yet the problem is still on the increase. She implored the youth to abstain from premarital sex to avoid unwanted pregnancies.
A workshop to educate some musicians to become anti-drug counselors
has been held in Kofodia, the Eastern Regional Capital. The workshop, which was jointly organized by the National Commission for Civic Education and the Federal Foreign Office of Germany, was attended by 40 participants from the Volta and Eastern regions. Irene Asapobi has filed this report.
Participants were drawn from New Jobin and Ho municipalities and the Jasukan and Yellow Kobo district. They were taken through topics such as drug abuse, misconceptions of drug addicts, challenges of a drug counselor, and development and developmental stages of psychoactive drug use. Some of the resource persons who were drug addicts shared their experiences with the trainees. Among them were Abraham Philip Akpo, popularly known as Lord Kenya, Papani, and Dr. Logosu Amegashi, who is the head of the Addictive Diseases Unit of the Kolibu Teaching Hospital. The program's director of the NCCE, Samuel Kwama, noted that a lot of Ghanaian youth, especially males, are into drugs, and this poses a danger to the future of the nation. He therefore challenged the participants to take the training seriously and also put it into practice to save the lives of loved ones. He encouraged them to be bold to go out to preach and educate, especially students, to stay away from drugs. The head of the addictive unit of the Kolibu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Logosu Amegashi, who spoke on mental health issues, said, "Addiction is not curable but can be controlled depending on the patient." He advised the participants to be sympathetic when dealing with their clients.
That was a report by Irene Ansapobi.
A 35 medical team has successfully conducted 286 surgeries at various health facilities of the Upper East Region. The team, comprising ophthalmologists, surgeons, nurses, pharmacists, biostatisticians, and a nutritionist, also embarked on general and surgical consultative services, including public health education, breast cancer screening, and nutrition, among other health issues. Briefing Radio Ghana in Volgatanga, the leader of the team, Professor Francis Abatanga, a consultant pediatric surgeon at the Konfu Anoti Teaching Hospital, said the decision to embark on the outreach program was to offer free humanitarian services to the poor and less privileged by bringing healthcare delivery to their doorstep. The activity also forms part of efforts aimed at alleviating the deplorable medical situation in deprived communities of the country, particularly northern Ghana, where majority are entangled with diseases of all kinds.
Players and technical team of the senior national team, the Black Stars, will meet President John Mahama today to kick-start scheduled activities ahead of the team's proposed campaign for the African Cup of Nations. The Stars are scheduled to start a two-week intensive build-up training camp in Abu Dhabi tomorrow. Communications Director of the Ghana Football Association, Ibrahim Sani Dara, told the GNA that the visit to the seat of government is aimed at receiving the blessings of President Mahama ahead of the planned campaign. All 26 players, except Andre Ayew, Kweja Samoa and Albert Adoma, who are currently on club duties, will be absent at a visit to the castle. They will, however, join the rest of the squad in Abu Dhabi for intensive campaign. The Stars are also expected to engage in other social activities, which include a visit to an orphanage. While in Abu Dhabi, the Stars will engage former African champions Egypt and Tunisia as part of preparations for the competition in South Africa. The Stars are housed in Group B alongside the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Niger.
And now to the foreign front. The president of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, has launched an investigation into a stampede following a New Year's Eve fireworks display that caused the death of 61 people, mostly children and teenagers. President Ouattara said the investigation must take into account all the testimonies of victims. Police said that unknown people put tree trunks across the Boulevard de la République where the trampling took place. An estimated 50,000 people had gathered near the Félix Ofé-Bouin Stadium and elsewhere in Abidjan Plateau District to watch the fireworks. As they streamed away from the show, some encountered the blockades.
Now, Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir will meet his South Sudan
counterpart Silva kill in Addis Ababa tomorrow. Sudan's Foreign Minister Ali Kertész says the meeting, which is sponsored by Ethiopia, aims to press for the enforcement of an agreement signed between Khartoum and Juba in September last year. South Sudan decided on Tuesday to withdraw troops from the disputed border areas with Sudan in a gesture of goodwill. President Kiir said the move will pave the way for the demarcation of a joint demilitarized zone.
Algeria says it is dedicated to the release of its diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali. According to its foreign ministry, Algeria will fully mobilize to guarantee the safe return of its compatriots. A Mauritanian website aired recently a video short showing Algerian diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali begging to be freed. Algerian vice consul in northeastern Mali, Tahar Touti, and six other diplomats were kidnapped by the Movement for Oneness and Jihad in West Africa, Mujal, last April, following the eruption of chaos raging in the city. Mujal, a dissident group linked to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, had claimed responsibility for a suicide attack in late June that targeted the headquarters of the National Gendarmerie in the province of Kagla, some 800 kilometers southeast of the capital, Algiers.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been discharged from hospital after treatment on a blood clot between her skull and brain. Mrs. Clinton, 65, is due to step down before President Barack Obama formally begins his second term this month. Appointed Secretary of State at the start of President Obama's first term in January 2009, her health has been under intense scrutiny because she is considered a strong candidate for the Democratic nomination for president should she decide to run in 2016.
The main opposition movement in Venezuela has called on the government to tell the truth about the health of President Hugo Chavez. The Venezuelan leader has not been seen or heard in public since having cancer surgery in Cuba 3 weeks ago. Opposition leader Ramon Aveldo accused the government of acting irresponsibly by making Venezuelans believe President Chavez is still exercising his duties. The president's condition is described by officials as stable but delicate. President Chavez is due to be sworn in for another six-year term on the 10th of this month, but it is unclear if he will be able to attend the ceremony.
Now, five men in India are to be charged with the murder of a medical student who was gang-raped on a Delhi bus. The 23-year-old victim died at the weekend from injuries she sustained during the 16 December attack, an incident that sparked national outrage. If convicted, the five could face the death penalty, which is rarely carried out in India. A sixth suspect is reported to be under 18 and a juvenile. Police have ordered a bone test for him to confirm his age. Now, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, says more than 60,000 people have been killed in Syria since the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad's regime erupted in March last year. Mr. Pillay said an exhaustive analysis carried out by data specialists revealed that the number of casualties could be much higher than expected. The majority of those killed are said to be males. The spokesperson for the commissioner, Robert Covell, said they took the statistical analysis of seven of the list of casualties, analyzed them, and removed all the double counting.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
And now to end the news, the main points again. Parliament will by close of today announce the Speaker of the for the 6th Parliament. Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Phelpo, who made this known to Radio Ghana, said the House has been holding meetings to this effect. The Black Stars and its technical team will meet President John Mahama today. Communications Director at the Ghana Football Association, Ibrahim Sani Dara, says the visit is aimed at receiving the blessings of President Mahama ahead of a planned campaign for the Africa Cup of Nations. Presidents of Sudan and South Sudan will be meeting in Addis Ababa tomorrow. The focus of the meeting is the enforcement of an agreement signed between Khartoum and Juba last September. Algeria has promised to release its diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali. The decision was taken when a Mauritanian website recently aired a video showing Algerian diplomats kidnapped in northern Mali begging to free them. The Algerian Foreign Ministry says it will fully mobilize to guarantee the safe return of its compatriots. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been discharged from hospital after treatment of a blood clot between her skull and brain. Appointed Secretary of State at the start of President Obama's first term in January 2009, her health has been under intense scrutiny because she is considered a strong candidate for the Democratic nomination for president should she decide to run in 2016. The news was presented by Jennifer Adulabi and Naja.